England beat Wales 12-6 last weekend to register their second win of the 2018 Six Nations tournament. Wales thrashed Scotland 2 weeks ago and went into the clash against England at Twickenham full of confidence. But two tries from Johnny May helped England to edge home. The success over Wales wasn't without controversy. In the 24th minute, Wales's Gareth Anscombe thought he'd scored a try. But the TMO, the television match official, didn't award the effort, much to the chagrin of the Wales head coach, Warren Gatland.
It looked like a try to me. Yeah, for everyone else that I've spoken to have seen it, looks like a clear try, you know. So to me, it's disappointing that you get that decision wrong, and it's such a pivotal moment in the game, such a big decision, you know. So they flow a guy over from New Zealand to do a TMO, and there's one big call to make, and unfortunately I think he's made a terrible mistake, and that's, at this level, that's pretty disappointing.
It will be a matter of eternal debate as to what would have happened had Wales been granted those 5 points. The England head coach, Eddie Jones, refused to become involved in the what-ifs. He was adamant his side won the match because of sheer grit.
Well, I think it's a win built around a lot of courage, a lot of belief in the team. You know, as you know, we had a short turnaround, short preparation for the game, and we knew we had to play a certain way to beat Wales. Thought the execution of the game plan by the players was absolutely outstanding, and then their application and courage and effort in defence was first class.
England's record under Jones could also be described in such glowing terms. The Australian took over in November 2015 and he's won 25 of his 26 matches in charge. He led England to the 2016 Six Nations title with the Grand Slam, winning all 5 of their matches. England claimed the 2017 tournament, losing only to Ireland. Jones's boys are trying to win an unprecedented 3rd consecutive title since the inception of the championships in 2000. Their next game is against Scotland at Murrayfield on February the 24th. And while England set their sights on a hat-trick, the French are looking for a direction. In their opening game against Ireland, they were undone by a moment of magic.
Le drop de Jonathan Sexton! Oh, il s'en fout donc, il passe, c'est terrible, terrible! Il est là, Jonathan Sexton, à la dernière seconde, crucifie l'équipe de France! Que c'est dur! C'est terrible! Terrible!
Terrible if you were French, celestial if you're Irish. The drop kick was launched from 40 metres out after a 42-phase passage of play. Ireland snatched a 15-13 win. A week later, the Irish thrashed Italy, while France lost to Scotland. It was their second setback under new head coach Jacques Brunel. The 64-year-old took over from Guy Novès just after Christmas. Brunel was supposed to present France with fresh hope, but it hasn't started well. But there's no going back. In any case, Novès had a pitiful record, 7 wins and a draw in 21 matches. Under him, France didn't beat England, New Zealand or Australia. The French couldn't beat South Africa either. And that's saying something, as the Springboks are in a pitiful slump of their own. Coach Alistair Coetzer was shown the door earlier this month after nearly 2 years in charge. He took over from Jake White with the aim of leading the country's rugby players to the 2019 World Cup. During the 2015 event, South Africa suffered one of their worst losses when they went down in their opening pool match to Japan. South Africa recovered from the humiliation to top Group B and advanced to the semi-finals, where they were narrowly beaten by New Zealand. South Africa, who have won the World Cup twice, went on to claim 3rd place. But since then, they haven't done too well in their continental tournament, the Rugby Championship. In 2016, they came 3rd behind New Zealand and Australia. During that campaign, South Africa lost in Durban to New Zealand 57 points to 15. It was their worst result at home. In the 2017 tournament, South Africa again came 3rd. This time, New Zealand pulverised them 57-0 in Auckland. it was South Africa's worst defeat in 111 years. Daryl Bristow-Bovey's a columnist for the Times newspaper in South Africa. Kurtzer, he told me, had a difficult task.
Well, the reign of Alistair Couture is more of an intermittent drizzle. He followed in a long line of underprepared Springbok coaches. And Springbok rugby coaches have an extremely difficult job in that they have to balance selection demands on them that other national coaches don't have in terms of racial composition of the team. He did not address himself to that. So he made his position much worse by not actually doing the principal job that he was selected for, which was to aid transformation in the team. He consistently selected very mediocre white players over very promising and arguably more talented players of color. So when he lost, which he did with monotonous regularity and took us to new lows of losing to Italy, which for any South African rugby fan is incomprehensible fate, second only to losing to Japan in the World Cup. So when he did things like that, when he lost all the time and by record scores and lost at home, to Ireland, he didn't even have his transformation achievements to point to. So he went in to these matches without any game plan, with terrible selection policies, and he genuinely let down a lot of people, including myself, who genuinely wanted him to succeed, because he's our second coach of color of the South African national rugby team, and we're desperate for a success story there, and he, for all the wrong reasons, let himself and let everyone else down.
Is there a case for South African fans to accept that their players or their squad isn't among the best anymore, and they've been supplanted by Australia or New Zealand or even England?
How dare you, even England? That's fighting talk in South Africa. Yes, we should recognise that we're not currently in the top two in the world. South African rugby fans see it as their birthright to be second to New Zealand and are furious that they're second to New Zealand and really think we should be New Zealand 50% of the time. That's clearly no longer the case for a number of reasons. One of them, the weak rand, which sees most of our players going off to Europe or Japan. And there's nothing much you can do about that. There's also the political demands that are necessary and are good, but result in sometimes an uncertain and unsettled change room and game plan. All of those things you can do nothing about, but we constantly shoot ourselves in the foot by not adapting to international trends in coaching, by not having any kind of forward thinking or strategic planning or succession planning. So those are the kinds of things that infuriate us a great deal. And I think a lot of the anger at the coach is the usual misplaced direction of anger and frustration. That's because it's easier to pour all of your resentment and sorrow onto a single figure rather than onto this kind of amorphous structure that it seems impossible to do anything about.
The new man will have 18 months to prepare South Africa for the Rugby World Cup in Japan next year. Before then, there's the 2018 Rugby Championship. Will the South Africans avenge those defeats to the New Zealanders? We'll have to wait and see about all that. Before then, though, there's the no small matter of bragging rights in Europe. England and Ireland are the unbeaten teams as the Six Nations prepare for round three next week. But for the moment, don't mention TMO in Wales, and you definitely don't want to talk about Sexton in Paris.
Après une action de 6 minutes dans les arrêts de jeu, c'est un truc de fou ce qu'a fait Sexton. Mathieu, c'est un truc de fou. Incroyable.
That's it from Sports Insight for this week. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.
Quel match winner.
C'est tellement dur pour cette équipe de France qui a tout donné aujourd'hui. Il n'y a rien à dire, ils ont été énormes en défense, courageux. Et la détresse, encore une fois, de Guillaume Guirado, le capitaine maudit.